Raising Cane's founder, Todd Graves, is interviewing game changers to find their secrets of success.
I was just trying to do something that I love and be there for my child.
Secret Sauce with Todd Graves. New episodes Saturdays at 1 on A&E. Raising Cane's founder, Todd Graves, is an American success story.
Look at where we came from and look what we're doing.
I'm just a baraka and cashier.
So he's tracking down game changers and visionaries to find out how they made it to the top.
I was just trying to do something that I love and be there for my child.
I got my first job at 15 years old. My mom didn't have enough money for homecoming.
Join him on his journey to find that secret sauce with Todd Graves. New episodes Saturdays at 1 on A&E.
You hear the music. Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of At the Rim. This is the program that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the National Basketball Association, the NBA. Coming up on this edition, we'll give you the current league leaders and standings in and around the association and much more. So we've got a great show for you on this week. So thanks again for tuning in to this edition of At the Rim. I want to start off with my top three storylines. I want to start off with Memphis Grizzlies all-star guard Ja Morant. So here's the latest on Ja. So, of course, you know about what happened on March the 4th when the NBA launched an investigation into a video that Ja had posted on his Instagram Live where he displayed a gun at a Colorado nightclub earlier that morning after losing a tough game to the Denver Nuggets. Well, on that same day, the Grizzlies announced that Ja would be away for at least two games. And then Ja made a statement on his made a statement publicly saying that he apologized for everything, you know, that you know, for all his actions, and he apologized to the Grizzlies, the city of Memphis, the NBA, and as well as other people in reference to, you know, the choices that he had been making and then that he was going to be stepping away. And as a matter of fact, on that same day, Ja had released a statement, said that he was going to be leaving the team for an indefinite amount of time to find better resources to handle his stress, anxiety, and his overall well-being. In addition to that, he also activated, he got rid of his Instagram and Twitter accounts, and then Nike, who he has an endorsement deal with, recently stated that they support Ja, they appreciate his accountability, and they're going to take the time to give him the help that he needs, and they support his well-being. So as far as the rest of the situation going on with Ja, Grizzlies head coach Taylor Jenkins said that there was no timetable for his return. But the Grizzlies recently made a statement saying that Ja would be away for at least the next four games. So, again, there's a lot of stuff going on with Ja Morant. Bottom line is this. We know that he's one of the most talented players in the NBA, one of the rising stars in the league. I mean, he's had his issues. He's still having his issues, but at least he publicly acknowledged them, and he's working to not just to become, he's worked hard to become a great NBA basketball player, and he's working on becoming an even greater human being. And with that, it takes time, it takes a lot of prayer, and it's going to involve him making those tough choices of getting the wrong people out of his life and bringing the right people into his life, the people that want to see him win, the people that want to see him succeed, not just on the court as well. So, again, the latest with Ja Morant, again, he recently deactivated his Instagram and Twitter accounts. It was reported that the Grizzlies said that he would be away for at least the next four games. Again, this is a fluid situation, so we'll see what happens with that. And also, in addition, more information in regards to Ja is that, of course, you know, with the state of Colorado and with the state of Colorado having open carry, with their gun laws being very relaxed, with Colorado being an open carry state, there were questions about whether Ja had carried the gun on an NBA team bus. I know the NBA is still launching the investigation, but long story short, Ja will not be charged in the state of Colorado in terms of any weapons charges or any charges by that matter. So that's, you know, one hurdle or one obstacle that's been knocked down, the state of Colorado or the county, the wherever he was in Colorado, where the Instagram live video had taken place at that nightclub. Bottom line is that there will be no charges pressed against Ja in regards to the gun incident at the nightclub in Colorado. So bottom line, we know that Ja still has his demons and he still has his issues, but you know, not only do a lot of people want to see him do well, but I want to see him do well as well. And, you know, I don't want to get into a religious diatribe or a spiritual diatribe, but as they say in the book of Romans, you know, we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And, you know, life, you know, there's nothing wrong with making mistakes. What's wrong is that you don't learn from mistakes. And Josh just in a very interesting position, an opportunity to make a lot of money, generational wealth. This is at stake where he has the opportunity to not only change his life, but change other people's lives. So Ja, you know, we're pulling for him. We're rooting for him. Hopefully he can make those necessary changes to not only be a fantastic basketball player, to become an even more fantastic human being. So that's currently the latest on Ja as he continues to step away from basketball to try to get his situation together. My next storyline is going to be Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant has only played in three games with the Phoenix Suns, but the three games that he played with the Suns, Phoenix had the makings of being a possible NBA, make it a possible NBA Finals run, and it appeared to be that way with Kevin alongside Devin Booker and, of course, the future Hall of Famer, the master floor general himself in Chris Paul. Well, as they say, stranger things have happened, and a strange thing happened this week. Kevin Durant slipped on the court during pregame warmups, and he injured his left ankle. And as a result of that, he was ruled out of the game at least 15 minutes before opening tip-off. And then a day later, it was revealed that Durant has suffered a left ankle sprain and would be out for the remainder of the regular season. This is not good at all because, remember, as I stated earlier, Durant had only played three games in Phoenix, and it looked as though Phoenix could have been on their way to possibly maybe taking the number one spot from Denver. Forget about the NBA. Just the Western Conference alone is a free-for-all. It is a dogfight. You got Phoenix, you've got Denver, you've got Memphis, you've got the defending champion Golden State Warriors. There's Portland, there's Minnesota, New Orleans is in the mix as well. You've got Utah, you got Sacramento, who has come out of nowhere this year. It's so many talented teams just in the Western Conference alone. Now with Durant being gone for the rest of the regular season, that changes everything because now Phoenix with an opportunity to move up and possibly get a better seeding or a better placing in the Western Conference, now they could either remain where they're currently at or they could drop a little bit lower. And maybe one of the teams that's currently in position in the play-in tournament, they may move up, or two of those teams could move up because we're seeing the Los Angeles Lakers have a surge as of late, too. We'll get into the Lakers in just one moment. But bottom line is this. This injury is – it hurts. It hurts Phoenix's chances of possibly making that NBA Finals run. And with Kevin Durant, again, only being with the team three games, it certainly – it looked as though they could be on their way to making a Finals run. But now with this injury, the load is going to definitely go on Devin Booker, and a lot of that load is going to come on Chris Paul. So, but big ups to, you know, we send the thoughts and prayers to Kevin Durant for a speedy recovery and that he can help Phoenix in that playoff run whenever the playoffs begin sometime in late April. And for my last storyline is going to be the Los Angeles Lakers. LeBron James suffered an ankle injury on February the 26th against the Dallas Mavericks. The Lakers would go on to win that game, but LeBron, unfortunately, wind up suffering a tendon to that right ankle injury. And as a result of that, he's been out for quite some time. But with LeBron being out, Anthony Davis has had a resurgence. Not just Anthony Davis, but a lot of the Los Angeles Lakers whole have really joined the resurgence in the Lakers having this great winning streak. LeBron gets hurt on February the 26th against the Dallas Mavericks. the Lakers wind up winning that game. The following game, February the 28th against Memphis, the Lakers lose that game. Let's fast forward now into March 1st. The Lakers beat Oklahoma City. They lose to Minnesota on March the 3rd, but they're currently on a three-game winning streak, beating Golden State on March the 5th, beating Memphis on March the 7th, and then beating Toronto on March the 10th. So since the injury to LeBron James, the Lakers have played in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So they've played in seven games. In the seven games since LeBron has been injured, the Lakers have a record of 5-2. And this resurgence, of course, again, there's a lot of factors for the way the Lakers have been playing well as of late. Anthony Davis has been so on point, and Anthony Davis is looking like the player that he can be. When Anthony Davis is healthy, he is unstoppable and one of the best in the league. No injuries, Anthony Davis is just a force to be reckoned with, both on the offensive and the defensive side. You can't forget about Dennis Schroeder. Dennis Schroeder, one of the consistent shooters in the league. Dennis Schroeder has a solid game, has always had an effective game, going to the hold, playing solid defense. I mean, Dennis gives you what he's going to give you on the offensive side. How about Austin Reeves? Austin Reeves has really come of age, especially in this current winning streak that the Lakers have. Austin Reeves, again, is a solid shooter, and he can take it to a hold when necessary, but Austin is one of the best shooters, is starting to develop a reputation of becoming one of the best shooters in the league. Jared Vanderbilt is a nice addition in the trade deadline coming from Minnesota. He gives you points in the paint, also gives you a quality rebound. And, of course, the return of D'Angelo Russell. D'Angelo was out an injury. He returned in the win against the Toronto Raptors, and D'Angelo just went on a tear, especially in the fourth quarter, hitting long-distance shots. Just, I mean, doing what D'Angelo Russell does best. Again, coming over from Brooklyn, and we thought D'Angelo, again, this is not his first time being in L.A. He was happy to be back in L.A., but the injury prevented him from doing what he needed to do early on. But guess what? D'Angelo comes in, and in that fourth quarter against, in that win over the Toronto Raptors, he came in and was like, played lights out. He was lights out. He was ready, doing his thing, and exemplifying sharp shooting. Again, I stated that D'Angelo was in Brooklyn, but also previously, his last team was with the Minnesota Timberwolves before coming back to the Lakers. I stand corrected on that one. But that fourth quarter, D'Angelo Russell just came to life. He came to life, and he came at the right time, at a moment when it was necessary, and the Lakers were able to go on to beat the Toronto Raptors in a close game. So with the Los Angeles Lakers getting hot at the right time, LeBron is up for reevaluation on the ankle real soon. We'll see what happens, if he's going to seek more treatment, he's going to get more rest. We'll see what happens. But right now, the Lakers are definitely enjoying a resurgence right now. Anthony Davis is playing well. Dennis Schroeder is playing well. Austin Reeves is shooting the ball well. And D'Angelo Russell, so far so good, is looking strong and coming back from his injury. All right, when we come back from the break, I'll give you the current league leaders and standings in the NBA. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to At the Rim.
Raising Cane's founder, Todd Graves, is interviewing game changers to find their secrets of success.
I was just trying to do something that I love and be there for my child.
Secret Sauce with Todd Graves. New episodes Saturdays at 1 on A&E. Raising Cane's founder, Todd Graves, is an American success story.
Look where we came from and look what we're doing.
And I'm just a fraca and cashier.
So he's tracking down game changers and visionaries to find out how they made it to the top.
I was just trying to do something that I love and be there for my child.
I got my first job at 15 years old. My mom didn't have enough money for homecoming.
Join him on his journey to find that Secret Sauce with Todd Graves. New episodes Saturdays at 1 on A&E.
Raising Cane's founder, Todd Graves, is interviewing game changers to find their secrets of success.
I was just trying to do something that I love and be there for my child.
Secret Sauce with Todd Graves. New episodes Saturdays at 1 on A&E.
Modern life is noisy. Noise is everywhere. Excessive noise is harmful, linked to sleep deprivation, hearing loss, and heart disease. Should noise be the price we pay for progress? Actually, no. Many noise sources have quieter options. Gas-powered landscaping equipment is obsolete, with battery-powered options greatly reducing noise and air pollution. Audible car alarms are obsolete, with vehicle immobilizers and GPS tracking providing silent anti-theft technologies. Quieter backup warning sounds are available, and adjustable directional sounds are less intrusive. So what can you do to reduce noise levels? Talk to store and building managers about safe sound levels. Work with elected officials and the police to strengthen noise enforcement. Join Noise Free America, a coalition to promote quiet.
Raising Cane's founder, Todd Graves, is an American success story.
Look at where we came from and look what we're doing.
Hell, I'm just a baraka and cashier.
So he's tracking down game changers and visionaries to find out how they made it to the top.
I was just trying to do something that I love and be there for my child.
I got my first job at 15 years old. My mom didn't have enough money for homecoming.
Join him on his journey to find that Secret Sauce with Todd Graves. New episodes Saturdays at 1 on A&E.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movements that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that,
hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. It is dumb.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Now it's time for the current league leaders in the NBA. Let's start with points per game. The current league leader in the NBA in points per game is Joel Embiid from the Philadelphia 76ers. He's the leading scorer in the league, averaging 33.4 points per game. Coming in at number two is Luka Doncic from the Dallas Mavericks. He's averaging 33 points per game. Coming in at number three from the Portland Trail Blazers, Damian Lillard. And tied for fourth, Giannis Antetokounmpo from the Milwaukee Bucks, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander from the Oklahoma City Thunder. Next category that we have is rebounds. At number one, representing the Sacramento Kings, Domantas Sabonis. He's averaging 12.3 rebounds per game. Coming in at number two from the Milwaukee Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo. Coming in at number three from the Denver Nuggets, Nikola Jokic. At number four, Rudy Gobert from the Minnesota Timberwolves. And at number five, Nikola Vucevic from the Chicago Bulls. Next category is assists per game. Coming in at number one, James Harden from the Philadelphia 76ers. He's averaging almost 11 assists per game. Coming in at number two is Tyrese Halliburton from the Indiana Pacers. At number three, Trae Young from the Atlanta Hawks. At number four, Nikola Jokic representing the Denver Nuggets. And at number five, Ja Morant from the Memphis Grizzlies. Next category is steals per game. At number one, OG Anunoby, Toronto Raptors. He's averaging two steals per game. At number two, Jimmy Butler from the Miami Heat. At number three, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander from the Oklahoma City Thunder. And then tied for fourth, we have Anthony Edwards from the Minnesota Timberwolves and Fred VanVleet from the Toronto Raptors. Next category is blocks per game. Coming in at number one is Jaren Jackson Jr. from the Memphis Grizzlies. He's averaging 3 blocks per game. At number two, Nick Claxton from the Brooklyn Nets. At number three, Brooke Lopez from the Milwaukee Bucks. At number four, Miles Turner from the Indiana Pacers. And at number five, Walker Kessler from the Utah Jazz. Next category is field goal percentage. At number one, Nick Claxton from the Brooklyn Nets. He's currently shooting 71% from the field. At number two, Mason Plumlee from the Los Angeles Clippers. At number three, Rudy Gobert from the Minnesota Timberwolves. At number four, Jared Allen from the Cleveland Cavaliers. And at number five is Jakob Poeltl from the Toronto Raptors. The next category that we have is three-point field goals made. At number one, Buddy Hield from the Indiana Pacers. Coming in at number two, one half of the Splash Brothers representing the Golden State Warriors, Klay Thompson. At number three, Damian Lillard from the Portland Trailblazers. At number four, Donovan Mitchell from the Cleveland Cavaliers. And at number five, Jason Tatum from the Boston Celtics. Next category is three-point percentage. At number one, representing the Memphis Grizzlies, Luke Kennard. He is shooting 46% from three-point range. At number two, Al Horford from the Boston Celtics. Also coming in at number three from the Boston Celtics, Malcolm Brogdon. At number four, Damian Lee from the Phoenix Suns. And at number five, representing the Denver Nuggets, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, a.k.a. KCP. Next category that we have is free throw percentage. At number one, from the Phoenix Suns, Kevin Durant. He's shooting 93% from the free throw line. At number two, the other Splash Brother, Steph Curry from the Golden State Warriors. At number three, Tyler Hero from the Miami Heat. At number four, Damian Lillard from the Portland Trail Blazers. And at number five, representing the New Orleans Pelicans, Trey Murphy. And in the last category that we have is minutes per game. At number one, representing the Toronto Raptors, Spicy P, Pascal Siakam. He's currently averaging 37.5 minutes per game. At number two, Jason Tatum from the Boston Celtics. At number three, from the Dallas Mavericks, Kyrie Irving. At number four, Fred VanVleet from the Toronto Raptors. And at number five, James Harden from the Philadelphia 76ers. And that takes care of the current league leaders in the association. Let's move along now to the current standings in the association. Let's start off with the Eastern Conference. Currently at number one, the Milwaukee Bucks. They have a record of 48-18. At number two, the Boston Celtics. They have a record of 46-21. At number three, the Philadelphia 76ers. Their record is 44-22. At number four, the Cleveland Cavaliers, 27. At number five, the New York Knicks. They have a record of 39-29. And at number six, the Brooklyn Nets. Their record is 38-29. So if the playoffs started today, Milwaukee, Boston, Philadelphia, Cleveland, New York, and Brooklyn would all be in the playoffs, will all be automatic bids. Again, Milwaukee, Boston, Philadelphia, Cleveland, New York, and Brooklyn would all be automatic bids into the playoffs if they started today, because those teams represent seeds 1 through 6. Let's continue with the rest of the standings. Currently in seventh, the Miami Heat. They have a record of 36-32. The Atlanta Hawks are 8th with a record of 34-33. The Toronto Raptors are 9th with a record of 32-36. And the Washington Wizards are 10th with a record of 31-36. So if the play-in tournament started today, Miami, Atlanta, Toronto, and Washington would all be eligible in the play-in tournament because those teams represent seeds 7 through 10. So again, Miami, Atlanta, Toronto, and Washington would all be eligible for the play-in tournament if this started today. Let's continue with the rest of the standings in the East. Currently in 11th place are the Chicago Bulls. In 12th place are the Indiana Pacers, followed by in 13th, the Orlando Magic. In 14th are the Charlotte Hornets. And in dead last in the Eastern Conference are the Detroit Pistons. Let's move over now to the Western Conference. Currently in first place are the Denver Nuggets. They have a record of 46-21. Currently in second place are the Sacramento Kings. They have a record of 39-26. The Memphis Grizzlies are third with a record of also 39-26. In fourth place are the Phoenix Suns with a record of 37-29. The Los Angeles Clippers are fifth with a record of 35-33. And the Dallas Mavericks are sixth with a record of 34-33. So if the playoffs started today in the Western Conference, Denver, Sacramento, Memphis, Phoenix, LA Clippers, and LA Clippers and Dallas would all be automatic bids. Again, Denver, Sacramento, Memphis, Phoenix, LA Clippers, and Dallas would all be automatic bids to go to the playoffs if the playoffs started today. Because again, remember, those teams represent seeds 1-6. Let's continue. The Golden State Warriors are currently in seventh with a record of 34-33. Currently within eighth place are the Minnesota Timberwolves with a record of 34-34. The Los Angeles Lakers are currently in ninth place, and the New Orleans Pelicans are 10th with a record of 32-34. So if the play-in tournament started today, Golden State, Minnesota, LA Lakers, and New Orleans would all be eligible to play in the play-in tournament. Again, Golden State, Minnesota, LA Lakers, and New Orleans would all be eligible to play in the play-in tournament. Those teams represent seeds 7 through 10. Let's continue. Currently in 11th place are the Utah Jazz. In 12th place are the Oklahoma City Thunder. In 13th place are the Portland Trail Blazers. In 14th place are the San Antonio Spurs. And dead last in the Western Conference are the Houston Rockets. And so those are your current league leaders and standings in the NBA. All right, when we come back from the break, we'll give you the games for the upcoming week in the NBA. That's coming up after the break. I'm Beth Robinson, and you're listening to At the Rim.
Have to tell you that you've got a lot to be thankful for and a lot to look forward to. It's hard to imagine how much you could lose if you lost just one thing, your sight. Before you notice, you may be in very serious trouble because once you lose your vision to glaucoma, it's gone forever. Groups at high risk for glaucoma include African Americans and Hispanics over the age of 40, those with a family history of glaucoma, people with diabetes, and anyone over age 50. The only way to detect glaucoma before your sight starts disappearing is with a dilated eye exam. A dilated eye exam is a simple, painless test that can detect early signs of glaucoma and other eye diseases. Call your eye doctor today to schedule a dilated eye exam. After all, you have a lot to look forward to. Get a dilated eye exam before glaucoma gets you. Get the facts. Visit preventblindness.org/glaucoma.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Okay, before we get on out of here, here are the games for the upcoming week in the association. Got a great one coming up on, actually got some great games coming up on Saturday, March the 11th, with the New York Knicks going up against the Los Angeles Clippers. That's going to be an intriguing one with so many stars in this game, with the likes of a Julius Randle. Also, of course, you got Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, Russell Westbrook representing the LA Clippers. So it should be a good one between the battle of the two big cities between New York and L.A., the Knicks going up against the Clippers. We have the battle of Florida between the Miami Heat going up against the Orlando Magic, followed by the Utah Jazz squaring off against the Charlotte Hornets, the Indiana Pacers going up against the Detroit Pistons, the Boston Celtics going up against the Atlanta Hawks, big game between the Dallas Mavericks and the Memphis Grizzlies, the Chicago Bulls going up against the Houston Rockets, the Milwaukee Bucks going up against the Golden State Warriors in a big primetime game, which could this be a preview of the NBA Finals? You never know. We've got so many stars in this one with Chris Middleton, of course, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Drew Holiday, Brooke Lopez, Bobby Portis, just to name a few. And, of course, we know about the Golden State Warriors with the Splash Brothers, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, of course, Draymond Green, Jordan Poole, and the rest of the gang. That should be a fun game. And then we've got the Oklahoma City Thunder going up against the New Orleans Pelicans. And then we have a big game between the Sacramento Kings and the Phoenix Suns. On Sunday, March the 12th, we've got a big game between the Brooklyn Nets going up against the Denver Nuggets, the Cleveland Cavaliers going up against the Charlotte Hornets. We've got the Washington Wizards going up against the Philadelphia 76ers. Portland Trail Blazers going up against the New Orleans Pelicans. That's a lot of significance in this game because both teams are jockeying for position in terms of getting a spot in the play-in tournament, followed by the Oklahoma City Thunder going up against the San Antonio Spurs. And, of course, we have the battle of New York versus L.A., the New York Knicks going up against the Los Angeles Lakers. And then on Monday, March the 13th, we've got the Indiana Pacers going up against the Detroit Pistons. The Utah Jazz go up against the Miami Heat. A big game between the Memphis Grizzlies and the Dallas Mavericks. The Minnesota Timberwolves will go up against the Atlanta Hawks. The Boston Celtics square off against the Houston Rockets. Game between the Milwaukee Bucks and the Sacramento Kings. And we also have another big game in the Western Conference between the Phoenix Suns and the Golden State Warriors. Tuesday, March 14th, we've got some big games. First with the Detroit Pistons going up against the Washington Wizards. The Cleveland Cavaliers going up against the Charlotte Hornets. We've got the Denver Nuggets going up against the Toronto Raptors. Have a big game down in the Crescent City between the Los Angeles Lakers and the New Orleans Pelicans. Again, both of these teams are jockeying for position for a possible berth in the play-in tournament. We've also got the Brooklyn Nets going up against the Oklahoma City Thunder, the Orlando Magic going up against the San Antonio Spurs. The New York Knicks stay out on the West Coast to take on the Portland Trail Blazers. And then we have a big game out on the West Coast between the Milwaukee Bucks and the Phoenix Suns. Wednesday, March 15th, we've got the Memphis Grizzlies going up against the Miami Heat. The Philadelphia 76ers going up against the Cleveland Cavaliers. This is going to be a big game. This may be, I use the emphasis on the word maybe, this may be a preview of this year's Eastern Conference Finals between the Philadelphia 76ers and the Cleveland Cavaliers. What a great job that the Cavaliers have done this year. Donovan Mitchell, Jared Allen, Evan Mobley, Darius Garland. That team could cause some major problems in the playoffs. And also we've got some other games with the Boston Celtics going up against the Minnesota Timberwolves. The Sacramento Kings square off against the Chicago Bulls. The Los Angeles Lakers go up against the Houston Rockets. The Dallas Mavericks square off against the San Antonio Spurs. And then we have a big game between the Golden State Warriors and the Los Angeles Clippers. Thursday, March 16th, we've got the Denver Nuggets going up against the Detroit Pistons. The Sacramento Kings going up against the Brooklyn Nets. The Oklahoma City Thunder will go up against the Toronto Raptors. The Indiana Pacers will square up against the Milwaukee Bucks. And then we have the Orlando Magic going up against the Phoenix Suns. And on Friday, March the 17th, we've got the Philadelphia 76ers going up against the Charlotte Hornets, the Golden State Warriors going up against the Atlanta Hawks. We've also have the Washington Wizards going up against the Cleveland Cavaliers. We've got the New Orleans Pelicans going up against the Houston Rockets. The Minnesota Timberwolves will score up against the Chicago Bulls. The Memphis Grizzlies will go up against the San Antonio Spurs. The Boston Celtics will score up against the Portland Trail Blazers. And we got a big one between the Dallas Mavericks and the Los Angeles Lakers. So the games are getting hot. The games are getting heavy. And coming down the home stretch as we continue in this second half of the NBA season and marching on to the playoffs, the play is going to get hot and heavy. As I mentioned earlier, it's going to get intense. And, man, what a fun time in sports right now. And certainly what a fun time in the NBA. And that's going to do it for another exciting edition of At the Rim. Thank you so much to you, the listeners out there, for tuning into this edition of the program. Till next time, everybody, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long, and you've been listening to At the Rim.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration experts, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to anyone that texts EASY to 203203. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad, because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part? Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let Bosley show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY to 203203. That's EASY to 203203.